49. It took the Marines 3 minutes to accept the bolts holding the carapace sections couldn't be removed. A pile of over a dozen brass nuts sat on the pathway as a small monument to their efforts. Then Dylan had produced a small hatchet from his pack and removed several sections the direct way. It still took him 4 tries as he found another layer of carapace beneath each one he hacked away. The charges were bundles of 6 dark green packets bound together with loops of duct tape. They were long and rectangular and made Mike think of Jenga bricks for some reason. The ants assembled a full label for him to read from the fragments he glimpsed. Each packet was 1.5 pounds. Each full bundle was 9. There was a block of black plastic attached to each bundle. The detonator. Sasha and Olaf had them place all the charges on the first ring. They used the locking points to direct the demolitions experts. 13, 14, and 15 had 2 charges each. The Marines were fast. They'd bent the charges around the carapace sections like clay and used duct tape to bind them in place, ripping off long straps of it and wrapping it around the ring. The first group had been placed in minutes. Weaver produced a spare C4 packet and slid it open with a knife. She plucked out lumps of the white putty inside and packed it into the gaps around the charges. Dylan reached over and broke off 1/3 of the stick and wadded it into a ball with 1 hand. Both of them made sure to keep their fingers clear of the threshold. The other Marines circled the room. 2 stood by the big door and 2 more watched the back door through the shimmering image of Site B. 4 of them stood near the workstations, keeping guard as the explosives were set. Black stood between them. His face was calm, but Mike watched his eyes scan back and forth across the rings. The others did sweep after sweep, checking everywhere. Their expressions ran from bored to confused to nervous. Several of them shot looks at the rings. All of them now held their weapons ready. The roaches scurried between their feet. Costello tried to stomp on a few, but most of them dodged his boots with lazy circles. Even the few he connected with skittered away, still alive. Jamie stood at the workstation making final checks. She pursed her lips and shook her head. All the readings were stubborn to the end. "How are you detonating them?" Mike asked. "Remote timer," said Dylan. "We cobbled it together to meet the specs your boss gave us."
"Cobbled," echoed Weaver with a smirk.
Dylan pulled something from his vest that looked like a pistol with no actual gun barrel.
"Arm it, click it, and wave goodbye to it," he said. "How long's the timer?"
5.5 minutes.
5.5?
Echoed Jamie, looking up from her monitor.
"That's kind of random."
"We usually detonate manually, ma'am," Dylan said. "Like I said, we had to throw these together kind of quick with what we had."
Weaver shuffled to the other side of the pathway. She peeled off a length of tape and fastened another charge over point 3. She tore a 2nd strip free to secure it. The light on her face changed. The room brightened. Her eyes shifted to the left, toward the door. Half the Marines paused to look.
"Oh, fuck me," said Sasha up on the pathway. "Do you guys see that?"
The other Site B, the other version of the other building, was gone. Through the rings was a vast expanse of gray sand lit by a twilight sun. It stretched out for over 2 miles, dropped away into a canyon, and then continued on the other side. The dry scent of dust and sand drifted through the rings.
"I do," Mike said.
He saw Olaf and Weaver nod in his peripheral vision.
"Mother of fucking God,"
said Black. The view spread out wall to wall, revealing the other world to the Marines. Whispers and mutters worked their way across the main floor. Mike saw a few withered bushes and patches of brittle grass. Nothing moved. He could see for miles and nothing moved anywhere. He picked out rough lines across the landscape where the sand had piled up and covered things. The ants carried out the last view through this side of the door and pattern recognition kicked in. The layout of Site B appeared in his mind, superimposed over the desert. He made out a few buildings in the distance as well. They'd all been crushed into concrete powder and dust. As he stared, though, one bush shifted. Not an actual movement, but a change in perspective, even though he hadn't moved or even blinked. One moment the bush was a few 100 yards from the door, the next it was 28 feet by his estimate. Then he blinked and it retreated. His mind replayed Arthur folding a piece of paper. On the other side of the door, distance seemed to be a relative term. Dylan slammed the next charge against the ring. The tape spun around it much faster this time. The sound of tape ripping off the roll was fast and steady. Sasha walked down the ramp. She glanced behind her with every other step.
"It's not going away," she said as she twisted off the end of the tape. She pushed it down onto the charge. Jamie looked at her as they stepped across to the other side of the rings.
What? The desert? Wasteland? Whatever you want to call it.
Mike studied her face. You've seen it before?
This morning.
She thrust her chin at the rings.
When we tried to take it apart.
You didn't say anything about that.
That's where I saw the bug man first. I thought I might have been seeing things. It was just for a second. And then it attacked us.
The duct tape let out a long raspberry as Weaver and Dylan wrapped the next charge in place between the rings. Captain Black looked from Sasha to Mike.
Bugman?
I told you, said Mike. They wear masks.
That's not exactly ringing true anymore,
the captain said. He used his chin to gesture at the wasteland.
Exactly what the hell is going on here?
Like Staff Sergeant Duncan said, it's a gateway, a fold in space.
A gateway to where?
Black peered through the rings and then he looked back at Mike and the others.
Is that Afghanistan? We're a few steps from Afghanistan?
The tape roll hissed and turned to paper. Dylan growled and tossed the empty roll aside. Weaver dug in her pack for another roll and paused.
What the hell is that?
They all followed her eye line through the door. Miles away, something had appeared on the far side of the canyon. Several somethings. A cloud of dust went up behind them. They were short and lopsided, and this far out they made Mike think of men riding giant crabs. The limbs on the ground rose and came down, propelling the things forward. They were moving fast.